Welcome back to another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. My name is Mike, also known as a used book guy on YouTube, along with my friend and fellow full-time reseller, Johnny B. We help people start and grow their reselling businesses from the ground up. We also have a weekly Zoom call and private Discord for all YouTube members. Head on over to youtube.com/usedbookguy to join the channel and gain access to the full-length podcast, Zoom call, and private Discord today. Let's get into this week's episode.
What is up, everyone? Welcome into episode 5 of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. Mike here with Johnny B. As always, today's topic is, I feel like I say they're another important one. They're all important every single week.
This is the more important one because it's new.
This is the more important one. We're going to talk about the importance of learning by yourself, or basically copying what you see other people doing that are successful, right? So, you know, there was a time and place where, you know, the internet didn't exist and people built businesses and, you know, there was no really guidance. You just had to kind of wing it and kind of figure out as, you know, how you went. So just like a little bit of background for me, when I started on Amazon, you had people like Reezy Resells. He was kind of the big book guy, at least that I came across. And this was kind of like in the infancy stages of his YouTube channel. So that was kind of like my guidance, but there really wasn't like full breakdown videos of how to do specific things, especially a lot of the stuff that you really, you know, you don't see a lot of that stuff on YouTube, you know, how to create a shipment, how to do removal orders. That stuff didn't exist when I was around. And I kind of am glad it didn't, because I had to learn the hard way. And when you learn the hard way, those lessons stay with you, right? You're not just like, you know, when you screw something up, you know, time and time and time again, once you get it right, you're not going to do it wrong anymore. So that's kind of my background with, you know, where I started. And what about yourself?
Myself had all of these fancy things that you did not have. However, a lot of the information I found did not work for me and my business. It worked for that person's business very well, but not for me, for all kinds of factors. I would say there's an abundance of over information and incorrect information out there. And a lot of these guys, I'm not going to say a lot, there's a handful of people that want to sell you a course and their information is no good, or it's out of date by like 10 years. But again, how I learned everything was by trying it and doing it and deciding, does this work? Does this not work? Okay, this worked. I'm keeping it. This didn't work. Okay, I need to figure out something else to make it work, either on my own or more research.
Do you think that there's so much information out there today that people literally will never start because there's so much information about everything everywhere you look?
Yes, I think there's a certain facet of people that need to have every detail outlined for them. And there's always new information coming out, so they're always planning and never doing. I think there's a whole group of people out there just like that.
I think it's like it's a you know, two-way road. So, you know, it's great if you can have somebody, you know, kind of mentor you and kind of lay out the ropes, how things go. This is how certain things work. But you also have to be willing to take your own initiative, right? So, like, you get it a lot of times. Like, there's a lot of questions just being, you know, on YouTube. I get a lot of the same questions. And there's been times where I've even gotten the same questions from the same person, like weeks apart, right? So it's like people, you know, they want the information, but they're only seeing what they want to see and they're only hearing what they want to hear. And unfortunately, a lot of the times, you know, as easy as everybody makes it out to seem, having your own business, e-commerce business, reselling or whatever you're doing, you know, your own thing, you have to learn things on your own. You can't just copy videos and copy, you know, different things other people are doing. There's definitely bits and pieces, you know, that's kind of like what you are, right? You're like a big jigsaw puzzle with all the pieces that work for you, and that molds you into yourself, right? And that's kind of the thing. That's what you got to do. You're not a carbon copy, you know. It's not me living in, you know, down south where you live. You're not, you know, you're not Mike Hughes book guy number 2.0, right? You know,
you do things differently than I do them, and I do things differently than you would do them. And it works for both of us because we do what works for our businesses, to be fair. And I'll give you a prime example. When I first started, huge fan of Mr. Harry Tornado. I still like the guy, don't get me wrong. But I went to an estate sale for the first time. I bought everything that he would have bought in his area. And one, I was unprepared for the sheer amount of time it took to get all this stuff. Because I basically pretty much bought the interior of a house. So I bought everything, right? It took me like a week to haul it back to my place and then figure out, oh, I'm not putting this in the garage, going to storage units. So put in the storage unit and having a price comp it and trying to list it. But it did teach me there were things I would never, ever, ever sell again or pick up to sell again because I didn't like it. B, it was a ton of work. But Mr. Harry Tornado can get away with that because he knows stuff in his area and his field. I did not, but I bought hats because he bought hats. I bought shoes because he bought shoes. I bought books because I've seen him buy a couple of books. And I actually sold a lot more of those books than I did those shoes or those stupid hats. So there's that.
You think a big piece of this is location? Because, you know, you kind of hit on it, right? You know, you're watching somebody. If I'm watching a YouTuber, you know, somewhere in California where the prices are through the roof, you've got a completely different mindset and a completely different business model versus me. So it's almost like location also plays a part in molding who you are and kind of learning on your own versus copying others, right? Because you can't copy Harry Tornado's business. You just said that yourself, right? I couldn't do it either. It works for him where he's at and what his business model is. But just because you see him do it, you can't go do that and get the same results. You know, it's not feasible.
Right. He was an eBayer. I'm an eBayer. I'm selling hats. He's selling hats, but he's making a lot more money in it. I'm not. I don't like listing hats. He loved listing hats. There's another thing too. We as we try this, we spoke on this on earlier episodes, you'll find what you love. You can do it all day, right? I did not love shoes. I did not love hats. I'll tell you that right now. I still don't.
Yeah.
I like books though. Love me the books.
I don't hate books, but I like the ROI on books. That's what excites me, right? And I'm not a book geek or anything. Sure, I have a few, but I don't read it all. I keep one here and there, but that's about it. But I like the money I make from it. That excites me enough that it doesn't matter what I like, whatever, you know, whatever could replace media and have a higher ROI, then sure, you know, I'm all on it. But it's like, it's so weird. Like learning for yourself and copying others. I 100%, you know, take things from other resellers and, you know, especially I think it's different when we're talking like business practices versus knowledge, right? Because you're gaining knowledge and you're always going to be learning, right? Like you said, you watch these other YouTube channels. It's the same with me, right? We basically watch the same channels.
Yeah.
You learn different things to look out for, but you're not copying their business model or trying to be an exact replica of somebody else. That's when you're going to get into trouble, because what happens when you run up on a problem and all you did, the only way you knew how to send the packet an order on eBay was watching a video, and then you actually have to go do it and something goes wrong. You don't even know where to go to reprint a label. You don't even know, you know, how to contact eBay, because all you see is, you know, the successful side of it or that one video that you're trying to copy, and you can't figure out, hey, why can't I get media mail shipping? Why is it making me ship priority? Why is it making me ship first class? When I first started and I was merchant fulfilling on Amazon, I didn't have a clue what I was doing. And I ran into that exact thing. I didn't know how to, you know, ship media mail. They're making you ship priority because Amazon wants their stuff getting there so fast. And it was just, I had to suck it up. I paid the $9 for the priority. And then I went in, dug deeper, figured out what was going on, researched it, right? There's nothing wrong with researching things. And I'm just talking about, you know, you have to kind of do some of the legwork on your own to really understand your business. And if a problem ever happens, you can handle it. You're not, you know, I'm not calling you at 3 a.m. in the morning, like, hey, what's going on? I got this problem on eBay because I don't know what I'm, you laugh, but that's how these people are, right? They even depend on people to fix the problems for them before they're willing to even go assess what their problem is and see if they can fix it on their own.
And you hit a lot of key points that I know how to do just because I've been doing this for a little while. Like when I find a YouTuber, like when I found you, I went back to your very first video and started there after I got done watching the whatever enticed me about your channel to begin with. Like, oh, this is really good information. So sort by oldest to newest and start from there and go all the way down. I did the same thing with Mel's channel, the same thing with Curator of the Lost, Daily Refinement, all those guys. That's the way to do it, because they'll tell you something, but if you don't have the 101 course before they give you the 102 course, you're not gonna know what to do. You're gonna be unprepared and lost and calling and leaving a comment, why this didn't work for me, you told me it would. Well, you didn't watch this video from 5 months ago that explained why this video works now here today.
All right, so here we go, right? Here we go down the rabbit hole. So I'll get it every once in a while. Hey, do you have a video on repricing?
I hate those questions. I have to laugh at you when you get them.
So it's like, yes, I do. Have you even taken a step to just click on my videos? You could even search repricing and it'll pop right up. I mean, it's that easy. So people will literally not even spend the 10 seconds to go look and see if it exists, which it does. They rather just ask the question, wait to get a response whenever I decide to respond. And unlike a lot of YouTubers, I respond to everything. So
you do.
They probably ask this on other channels and they never get a response. So they'll wait forever and never even wind up with the video. If I could tell them no, and they wouldn't even go check anywhere else, or they would go and Google a Reprice It video and see mine's popped up.
Pop up, right?
Yep. And that's it, right? They don't even take the 10 seconds to 30 seconds to try to just troubleshoot something yourself.
Why is that? Because you and me are not wired that way. We would dig. Why aren't people digging?
It's the ease of everything being everywhere now. There's no, you know, you don't got to pull out the encyclopedias to write a book report anymore, right? You don't got to pull down the Britannicas, you know. Yeah. It's all right there for you. So it's almost as if, you know, you can just literally copy somebody and have the same success, when that's not the case at all. It's almost the complete opposite. It's going to be a nightmare.
I guess. I mean, I get that logic, but I'm just not wired that way. And I see the people that are not wired the way I'm wired, and I wonder how they function in life. Like, do you need assistance to go to the restroom too?
It's the content world we live in, and it just creates, and there ain't no other way to put it. It's just laziness, right?
There was a science fiction story, and this is very apt to what we're talking about. It was post, future, whatever. Guy walks in, and he asks the royalty people, what's 4 plus 4? And they have to punch it in the calculator. He goes, 8. And he says, ask me a math question. And they go, 7 plus 5. And he says, 12. And they're like, whoa, how the heck did you do that without a calculator? He's like, I know arithmetic. So they lost the ability to even know how their technology functions.
Yeah. I, there's nothing wrong. I'm perfectly fine with questions, right? There's always going to be questions. But if you don't take the basic steps to kind of address your problem or question, you're just being lazy. And I'm sorry, it doesn't come off any other way, right? If you tried to fix a problem, hey, I have this issue going on, I can't figure it out, I spent 3 hours trying to figure it out, I can't figure it out. And then you come, you know, with the question, hey, this is exactly what's going on, these are the steps I've taken, it's not working, that's a completely different story. Mm-hmm. I'm basically just spitballing people here that don't even take those initial steps to understand the underlying reasons or causes of why they're dealing with what they're dealing with in their business.
Now, I'm guilty of this sometimes too. I will ask you a question because I know you already know the answer and you can tell me in 15 seconds versus the 15 minutes taking to look it up. So I can be a little lazy myself. But if I know there's a complicated answer, I'll go do those 10, 20 steps, figure out, then go like, yo, Mike, I did these 20 things. What's up?
Yeah, because then I'll be able to tell you right away, because I can be like, hey, this is why it went wrong, because you didn't have this set up correctly or that set up correctly. If you have more details when you come with a problem or a question, then it's going to get answered right away versus me trying to figure out, you know, from square zero of trying to figure out what went wrong, where it went wrong, you know, just, hey, my repricer ain't working right. Well, did you double check your template? Can you send me a picture of your template? You don't even have pictures of your template. So it's like
the basics of emailing customer support before you bother poor Mr. Mike.
I start to think about it like this. Deb says it all the time. Like, I provide some of the best damn customer service out there on the face of the face of the earth when it comes to selling media on Amazon. I go toe-to-toe with anybody, any other creator out there that does media when it comes to answering people's questions in a promptly manner and giving them the correct answer, no matter what it is, whether it's what they want to hear or not what they want to hear. I have nothing to sell. And I just, you know, it pisses me off some when I get the same questions, the same so basic questions, you know, like, how do I do this? Or, you know, how do I set up this? Or, you know, I get it, the trigger sets, right? So I sell media. Scout IQ is what I use to scan books. And the trigger sets is like one of the most asked for things. Like, all my trigger videos are like the top three or five of mine. And it's just like, okay, here's my trigger set. I don't want anybody out there to exactly copy my trigger set. I want people to take it and build upon it. What works for you, right?
I did that. Mine's way different than yours, but I used yours as a base.
Exactly. It's basically, you know, stepping stones for you to evolve into your own business. If you copy exactly what I do, you're going to lose, unfortunately. And then you're going to think, hey, Mike, he ain't making no money because I'm doing the same exact thing he is, and I ain't making no money. But when in reality, you got a different buy cost, you have a different business model, you got different thrift stores, you got different quality sources, you got, there's so many different kids factors.
Books. Mike's got all the textbooks. There's a whole difference there.
Yeah, it's funny, right? Like Paul in the group, you know, his buy cost is over $3, almost $4 a book. But when he's pulling higher quality books, that doesn't matter.
Right.
So it's like a completely different ball game. So it's different for everybody. And I just want people to kind of start diving in on their own a little bit and kind of take the plunge. And especially with media, it's different, right? If you're selling expensive jewelry, clothing, sneakers, you know, when you make a mistake, you're going to feel it. With media, we're talking dollars, quarters. Like, you can make the biggest mistake. What happens? You know, you forgot to label a book, or you forgot to you can even lose a whole box, right? You lose a whole box of books. Who cares? You're out $35. Imagine if that was a box of, you know, brand new Nikes that was, you know, $2,000.
Yeah, some of the shoe guys, good for them is spending eight to flip it into 30. That's a good day.
Yeah.
And we do that with books. We're spending quarters to flip them into $30 or $20 or $10. So our rate of return is ridiculous in media. We can get it in so much more mass because there's only a couple shelves usually of shoes in any thrift store if you've been to one, and then buckets in the bins, right? Books, there's walls of books or giant shelves of books at these thrift stores. So everybody's business model can be different.
I think that kind of maybe irritates me more is because I know we can make mistakes and learn for $5, that mistakes that would cost other people tens of thousands of dollars.
Right.
So why not?
That one buy can ruin your business.
And I'm a lot more open to asking for help now than I was before. But I'll tell you what, many, many moons ago, Mike didn't enjoy asking anybody for help for anything, no matter what it was. And that was just me being stubborn. That's not how you want to be. If you run into a problem and you try to fix it and you can't figure it out, 100%, if you have the resources, you want to ask for help. But I used to be so stubborn that I would literally sit here for hours trying to figure something out on my computer before I would even ask Deb over there, hey, Deb, come fix this for me. And it would take her 2 seconds. She'd come over, click three damn things, and it's fixed. And I'm like, I just sat here for 5 hours and couldn't figure this out.
No, I'm the same way. I always feel a little bad when I ask you a question. I know I shouldn't, but I do. And but I know you can do that, solve it in 2 seconds versus me spending 2 hours on it. So I think I'm trying to let that part of me go, and it's okay to ask questions, but I need to do the initial work, or at least some of it first. I think is what we're trying to boilerplate it down here. Do your due diligence. Try it. Give it 15 minutes or 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever.
Yeah, figure it out. You're probably literally, especially when you're, you know, online reselling, you're probably literally just missing a box. You're not clicking this one thing, or, you know, that's usually what it comes down to, right? Where you go to try to list something or do this or do that. It's just, you don't have that one thing checked off, so it doesn't work right.
And just to let you know, the multiple question asking is not unique to our group. I see it all the time in daily refinement group. Same question, same person, next week, again and again and again. It's a thing. I don't know if it's not sticking to some people, or they need that reassurance that this is the answer, and they don't ask, are you sure 100% this will work? Because that's just another question off a question, right? I don't know, but I see it everywhere I go. The same people ask the same questions, get the same answer, and either they're not doing it or they need that reassurance, like I said.
I think I'm going to start asking you every day, where can I buy Gaylords of Books?
I hate you. I will. I know. They're in Mike's warehouse. Go get them.
You have to answer every single day, too. And I don't even care if it's the same answer. I just want an answer until I get the one I like. Like the one that says, oh, they're right out front right now. Just look out your window. They're sitting there right there for you.
Uh-huh. They're just delivered for you because I don't want to answer the damn question anymore. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Don't you Gaylord, Mike. It's all Nora Roberts.
It's crazy to me that I answer every single question that comes up on YouTube. And you know, I get the same things again and again from some of the same people. And it's just, it drives me nuts. I'm just like, I answered this already. Deb's like, didn't you already answer, you know, that question? I said, yes, I did. I need to start keeping like a journal of the most.
Were they doing this when you answered them? I don't get it.
So what do you think the root cause is of people, you know, like you kind of just, you know, what's the root cause of people basically wanting to just take the easy way out? Because in actuality, that's what it is, right? You're taking the easy way out because you're not investing no time or energy. You're just doing what somebody else is doing because they seem to be successful.
I see this not necessarily in the reselling world, but well, it's definitely in the reselling world. But where I see it in life practicality day after day is people working their jobs and they're disgruntled and whatever. And they always complain about something, but they never fix that something. And it's the same scenario here with the question asking, like, oh, my, I don't know. I hate that the door jams every day when I come into work. Well, fix the damn door. No one else is going to fix it. You're not going to have that problem, nor are you going to complain about it again once you fix it. But they don't do it. They'll just complain about it for the next 20 years.
Do you think like self-confidence plays a role in it? But we're talking business here. I'm not talking about, you know, like getting the courage to do something in life. I'm talking strictly business related.
Trying to decide. That's an interesting one. I think in business, people, they see where they are and they see the end. They don't see that long road that's in between or those milestones to go along that road. They're skipping over that whole field and they don't realize it's real work because what we do, it's work. You and I work all day, every day. And they just see the quick burn success, or if I just do these three things for 3 weeks or 1 year, if I work really hard for one whole year, I'm gonna be rich and never have to do it again. And you don't quit working really hard after 1 year. That's not how that works. You have to continue to work hard. It's very much a long Frodo Baggins and Samwise Gamgee journey to Mordor, man. That's how it is. And there's gonna be pitfalls and the party's going to split up and all kinds of nonsense. There's going to be weird, creepy golem creatures.
I think you kind of just led into this idea right into my head. You can't cheat and win.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're literally copying people's things, basically word for word, plagiarizing, you're cheating and it's not going to work for you. No matter, I mean, unless you live right down the block from me and you're going to all my same thrift stores, and yeah, you have all the same sources, that's the only way it's going to work. And nobody out there is doing that. So literally, it's not going to work for you. And I'd be willing to say that, you know, a lot of people in the Discord group have modified my triggers in one way or another. And that's 100% what I expect from every single person that has started with my trigger set is you do your own thing and make it work for you. Don't worry about what I'm doing. I can help you troubleshoot things if you're having issues, but you know, understand how it works. I want everybody to be able to go in, you know, whatever they're doing and be able to set a template for themselves you know, what they're looking to buy, how much they're willing to pay. You know, with us, you know, it's Scout IQ where you go in and you set your triggers. I want everybody to be able to create those from nothing and be able to confidently go out and use those and rely on them.
I pulled out a marker board and worked mine out what I really wanted to do, but I used yours as a base. I was like, okay, he did this, but I'm wanting to do this. How do I? You should take the time to do it. Get out your scratch paper, notepad, marker board, chalkboard. Don't matter. Work it out. I guarantee you, you will be better for it once you understand it all. It's like the calculator thing you were just talking about. Yeah, he can get the same answer, but the guy who actually knows arithmetic can do a whole lot more with it than the guy with just a simple calculator doesn't know how it works.
Yeah, I was the same way when I started, right? You take bits and pieces here and you kind of just fit them into your business. You change things, you mold it into what works for you. That's perfectly fine. Just carbon copies are not going to work. And, you know, it's just you learn. Learning is, you know, knowledge is power. And that's always going to be like that. The more you know about your business and everything that's related to it, the better off you're going to be, right? I watch plenty of YouTube channels and I've made lots of money just by paying attention to what they're selling, what they're looking for when they go out thrifting, different brands, different niches that can be very profitable that I otherwise won't even touch. But I'm never going to walk in the thrift store and find that same exact item that person in that YouTube video found.
Right. And since I got dubbed the eBay book guy in our group, I've been getting a lot of eBay questions and I'm giving them my answer that I know works for me, but I know I'm kind of crazy when it comes to what I do on eBay and they're not going to like it doing it the way I do it, unless they're think like I do, but there's more ways to do it. And I try to give them some other options, but I get the vibe that a lot of them are just, and you can copy me. I don't care. There's more books than people. So it's fine. Copy me. It's great. But you're going to do a crap ton more work. It's not going to be 1 minute of listing. It's more going to be like 5 to 6, 7, maybe 10 minutes of listing. That's the reality if you copy me. My way is slow, but it's slow for a reason.
Right. So they come to you first and they're like, no, well, they come to me first, right? Like, hey, Mike, I'm thinking about this eBay thing. And I'm like, no, here's Johnny. Ask Johnny, right? So they go, hey, Johnny. Here's what I got going on with eBay. Johnny's like, all right, well, here's what you're going to do, right? You're going to separate every book by author, by genre, yep, by time frame. And then they come back to me and they're like, hey, Mike, is eBay really worth it? And I'm like, no, run to the hills.
Don't do it. That Johnny guy's crazy, man.
It's so different though, right? Like it's what you've built. It's what you built your business around. eBay is a huge part of your business versus me, where it's literally just an afterthought. But it works in different ways, right? It's just one of those things. And it's funny when we have people that want to go down the, like eBay, for example, and if they ask you and they ask me, they're getting a completely different answer, right? I always say, you do everything the correct, proper way eBay wants it done. I'm out here on my phone, one listing a day, cut it loose.
I know. Everybody should ask Mike all the eBay questions because you're going to be done really quick with eBay. You ask me the question, you're going to be there all damn day.
Well, I mean, you ain't going to have much listed and you're not going to sell much, but you'll be in the algorithm, all right?
Yeah, you will. I sell a lot of books a day, but I also spend a lot of day listing those books or processing those books in order to do that. And unless you're signing up for full-time, man, don't do it the Johnny way. If you are signing up for full time, let's sit down and have a chat for 4 or 8 hours, man. I'll give you a hand with that, but to save you some time, because I had to figure a lot of stuff out on my own on the eBay thing. I mean, I had general information like from the Daily Refinement Group of this is the proper way to do eBay as a whole, but there weren't a whole lot of book things. There was a couple media people, but most of those guys are into video games and CDs. There wasn't really a book person. So there's Mel from Back from Burnout, picked up some stuff from her and the Daily Refinement Group, and then Curated the Lost was another one. And then the small town bookseller guy. I don't know his full title. I'm sorry.
He's an Astros fan. Who cares about him? Go Phillies.
Fair enough. But I had to hodgepodge, get all these pieces, and then a huge puzzle piece. A lot of them I had to figure out on my own. Like, how am I sourcing? What am I sourcing? What kind of bookseller I want to be? I do not sell books like Mel from Back from Burnout. She does a lot of coffee table books and a lot of bundles. I don't do any of those two things.
It's completely
different. Her model works for her and mine works for me.
And the big thing, the big difference is location, right? She's not living down next to you, right? The other side of the world.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. Today's full episode and all previous episodes are available to all YouTube members, along with the weekly Zoom call and private Discord. Head on over to youtube.com/theusedbookguy and consider joining for as little as $2.99 a month.